Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. There are about 14,000 young people in Michigan's foster care system. And if they're still in the system when they turn 18, they're expected to be able to live on their own. It's a transition that does not go well for many of them. So the state is trying to increase the likelihood of their success. And the program is helping, but it's difficult to navigate. I first learned about this program at Michigan's Teen Conference, where the story begins.
Just grab it on your way in. Thank you.
At Ferris State University, there are about 200 14 to 21-year-olds milling around a building for the first day of a two-day conference. It's a lot of teenagers in one place, but it's not raucous, and there's not a lot of giggling or showing off. These young people are all in foster care in Michigan, and this conference is supposed to help them age out of that system. Conference sessions are practical, like figuring out housing, how to be a self-advocate, and how to budget. And the young people are serious. Because this is serious. In foster care, once you're 18, you are effectively on your own. For real. So presenters at the conference from the state and advocacy groups talk a lot about what in foster care lingo is called the transition into adulthood. All of the young people get messages about this, even those as young as 14. Sheila Van Wert is a 21-year-old college student presenter who used to be in foster care. She gets visibly angry talking about the transition into adulthood.
Why is it at 14 we're pushing into these kids' heads that it's time to transition into adulthood? If you weren't in foster care and you were 14, you'd never hear that. And so why do you have to be an adult at 14? Why can't you do 14-year-old things and be a kid and be a teenager and do teenage things?
Advocates understandably want these young people prepared with life skills early, because dropping these kids into the world on their own at age 18 is an approach that yields shockingly bad statistics. Nationally, the majority don't finish high school, and fewer than 1 in 10 will earn a bachelor's degree. Unemployment, pregnancy, post-traumatic stress disorder, they all plague these young people much more relentlessly than they do the general population. Letitia LeBeau is 19 and at the conference. She just graduated from high school and says the clock on her transition into adulthood started ticking.
Within 30 days from my graduation, I have to find a job in order to keep my stipend. I have to find a job or go to college. You know, it's stressful. Like, it really is.
LeBeau lives in an area with high unemployment. Even if there were jobs to be had, she doesn't have access to public transportation or a car. Her foster parents can't take her to many interviews.
Other children, they have their parents to help them and guide them through, like, everyday life. And when you're in foster care, you kind of have to rely on your foster parents. And sometimes, you know, they don't care as much as your real parents would, or if you had parents.
LeBeau is planning on enrolling in community college, but knows the paperwork will take a while. Without money from the state, she doesn't think she'll be able to stay in her current foster home.
Because I know if I stopped getting the money and stuff, you know, I'd be SOL, literally. So.
The state says it's not supposed to be this way. It's about a year into a program called Young Adult Voluntary Foster Care. It's basically an extension of foster care until age 21, funded in part by the federal government. When compared to other states, Michigan's program is generous and pretty comprehensive. LeBeau signed up for the program, and she should get a summer break, like other young people in school, without her needing to burn through one of the 3 30-day grace periods the program allows. But that fact got confused somewhere between the state regulations and LeBeau.
Oh, yes, we still have a lot of training to do.
Kathanya Triplett works for the Voluntary Foster Care Program.
We are actually providing trainings to as many of our foster care workers and supervisors in the field so that they can provide better case management services for this program.
The state doesn't want young people getting kicked out of the program unnecessarily because the stakes are high for young people like 19-year-old Kaseya Reeves. Reeves is tough, and she's been in serious trouble for it. But her mouth is full of braces that make her look young. She's open and unfailingly polite.
Right now,
I don't have a job. Kind of homeless right now. I was in the young adult voluntary independent living foster care, getting checks and stuff for going to school, but now school's out and I have to find a job, and it's pretty hard finding a job.
Reeves, like LeBeau, doesn't have transportation, and she is 8 credits shy of a high school diploma. She hopes to find a job or just keep staying with friends until she gets back in school in the fall. I wasn't able to track her down to see how she's doing now. But after I talked to the state about the program, I did get back in touch with LeBeau on the phone. Even though she should be able to take a summer break in the voluntary foster care program, both she and her caseworker didn't seem to know that. She feels good, though. Her caseworker did help her enroll in college and find a job through Michigan Works. At the same time, things in her foster home aren't going so well.
I don't really know how to explain it. We just have a really bad relationship. I feel like I shouldn't be living here, but it's like the only thing I have right now. You know, if I could pick my parents before I was born, then I would do that. I wish I had the chance, because being in foster care is not something anyone should have to go through.
So far, about half of the 800 young people eligible for this extended foster care are enrolled in Michigan's program. The state wants to see everyone eligible enrolled once they turn 18. The state is still under a federal court order to improve safety and other things in its foster care system for those children under age 18. With State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News. This story was informed by the Public Insight Network.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.